segment. And joining me live this morning is Joe Heward. He's a Thane Town Council member overlooking the rec department with the town of Thane. Good morning, Joe. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you, Duke?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm happy to have you on the air. I got to say, I was at the Thane Town Council meeting, this most recent one a couple of days ago, and I don't think I've seen you this excited since the Rams won the Super Bowl, Joe.
Still an after effect, Duke. Way to go, Rams.
Yeah. Well, cornhole, it's becoming such a big deal. It's a very popular sport. It's growing quite fast. And tell us about this grant that the town of Thane's received to do some cornhole with the rec department there.
Okay, yeah. We got a grant from Lincoln County, and we bought 10 cornhole games. So we have the ability to do a tournament. So we're going to do a cornhole tournament on March 25th. At 6 p.m. And our idea is we're going to see how this works. We're going to have food there. And our idea is to hopefully have other groups who want to sign up and host a cornhole tournament as a fundraiser. We'll be able to provide the boards there in the town of Thane, in the building or out in the park and stuff. So we can have cornhole all the time.
Very cool. So let's talk more about the tournament first, coming up in March. How do people register? What's the fees? What's the process to get involved with that?
Okay, you go online to the town of Thane. If you just Google the town of Thane, it'll come up to our webpage. And right on the top, there's a link that says Town of Thane Rec Programs. Click on it, and it shows all the rec programs we have going on. And on that, there's a place you click to register your team. It's $35. That includes a double elimination, so you're guaranteed two games. The tournament's for 8 years old and up. We knew another team where the winner was an 8 year old and his grandpa. So we're excited about that.
Very cool.
And there'll be food there to purchase. If you're a team, we provide for the guys playing, we provide their dinner for that.
Okay. Gotcha. So the $35 includes the meal then is what you're saying.
Correct. Yep.
And, what's the prize for the winner?
That's the nice part. We're doing $200 and then for the winner and $100 gift certificates in the town of Thane for second and third.
Awesome. So, again, this cornhole tournament is up and coming. Registration open now, correct? When's the deadline?
Correct. Yep. As soon as we get you got to register soon because slots are filling up. There's only 32 teams that we can have, and we figure that'll take about two and a half hours to go through.
Joe Heward, Thane Town Council member with the town of Thane, overseeing the rec program, talking about this the new cornhole tournaments coming to Thane. And Joe, you alluded to this earlier. You said, of course, the town is hosting this first one, but these cornhole boards are going to be available for community use for members to come and use these as fundraisers. So walk us through that process. How do you see this working in the future?
So we're kind of doing this first one so I can give them an idea of how much they could make. The town of Thane would turn around and let you use the cornhole boards with the idea that your prizes are going to be gift certificates to the town of Thane businesses. And with that, we get a lot of support for our rec program from all our businesses, so we're trying to give back to them. But say a group wants to come in, they're looking at probably, and we're trying to figure out with the meals and stuff, depending upon what you offer, you'd be looking about $500 to $900 profit on a 32-team tournament that you run in a 2.5-hour deal. And we'd let you use the building, the fields and stuff, and these boards for free. That way they'd have a little fundraiser and people would come out and have fun and play cornhole.
You know, it's for those that haven't played before, it's like the grown-up version of beanbag toss, right? I mean, it's anybody can play cornhole.
Yep. That's a great part is everybody can participate and it's not too hard to... Not too hard. Well, supposedly it's not too hard to do.
Well, it certainly takes some skill. And there actually is some strategy. I've watched a little cornhole, and there actually is some strategy to it. So it can get kind of exciting.
Yep, it is.
That's Joe Heward, Thane Town Council member this morning. Joe, anything else with cornhole specifically you wanted to mention?
No, we're just excited about this. We're, like I said, first one, we're excited we got the grant to do this and that it can go on and be a benefit to the community for a lot of years. We're excited for doing it. I think we're going to have cornhole when you guys are up in Thane before the 4th of July for the concert. We're excited for that.
Yeah, hopefully we can make that happen. Absolutely. Joe, of course, the town of Thane has several very well-run rec programs. You and everyone involved do a great job with the town of Thane rec. Pickleball, I understand. You had some pickleball coming up?
Yeah, so we have pickleball about every day in the community center about 11 o'clock. It's free to come down and play. But these guys that play pickleball, Terry Orton and them, they have volunteered their time. And on Wednesday nights in March, every Wednesday night, they're going to have a pickleball clinic. So if you've ever wondered how to play pickleball, you know, you don't want to show up and feel dumb or whatever, they got this free clinic to go on. And that's going to be every Wednesday night. Same thing, you go to the town of Thane, go to the webpage for Thane Rec, and it has pickleball clinics. And you have to sign up for certain slots or whatever, so we don't have too many people just on one night. But they'll teach you about pickleball.
Excellent. Okay, and that's Wednesdays in March at what time again?
6 and 7.
6 and 7 each Wednesday through the month of March. Joe Hewer, Thane Town Council member. Again, you can get more details on pickleball, on cornhole, and all the other Thane Rec Department programs just by going to the Town of Thane website. Joe, anything we missed?
Co-ed volleyball starting, too. You can still sign up today. Call the town hall if you want to sign up for co-ed volleyball.
Perfect. All of it on the Town of Thane website. That's Joe Heward, council member with the Town of Thane. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SBI Radio Network.